redeemed.
Amen.
Bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir.
Save my whole life.
Thank you, Lord.
God has a word for us today. We bring your Bibles with us, the Old Testament book of Exodus, the book of Exodus chapter 2. Book of Exodus chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. And verses 11 through 14. Exodus chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, verses 11 through 14. Let us pray. Lord of God, have excellence in your name in all the earth. We come to time once again, Father, that once again, we hear from you. Hear from the portals of heaven. Father God, we know that you have a word for us. And without a word, Father God, what will we do? Father God, we need direction. We need encouragement. Father God, we need deliverance through your word. Father God, we know your word is a living word. So Father God, we ask you to tailor make it to fit our each and every one's circumstance and situation that they're presently going through. Father God, right now, anoint our minds afresh. Give us clarity of understanding. Make this word, oh God, plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, let the seed fall on good ground. Father God, I say this. He goes to and fro to every seed, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people.
Yes.
So, Father God, we know that you're in control. And, Father God, you won't let your word return unto you void. So let this word go forth powerfully right now. Reprove, restrain us, encourage us through your word.
Yes.
And whatever's accomplished this day, oh Father God, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise and the glory. Speak to us, Lord, because your people hear it. Isaiah and Sister Philly, on your mics, there's a on and off button. Turn your buttons off. Amen. I think on yours too, Nina. That'll prevent some of the feedback. Amen. Okay, here we go. Exodus chapter 2, verse 2. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. That word translated goodly means he was good looking. Okay, a child, a baby that young can't be either bad good. It's a baby. But she made that he was a handsome boy. Okay? She hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch. And put the child therein, and she laid him in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Verse 11. And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand, buried him in the sand, y'all. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. They were fighting each other. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? Why your brothers? Why you fighting each other? And he said, who made thee prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. I'll put a tag on this text once again. With your consideration, I survived the river, part two. I survived the river, part two. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. I survived the river, part two. Amen. everything that we've tried to recap and bring it to your remembrance that which was spoken of the Lord to us last Sunday. And it will also help those who weren't here last Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
Walk with me as God takes us through the text. Just think how Moses must have felt. What do you do when you are saved by something under any other circumstance would have taken your life? I pause here parenthetically for those of you who are not yet ready, willing, and able to engage yourself in this message. God will use anything and anybody to save what he has ordained and what he has destined. God will use your enemies and make them your friend for a season if it means that their company will get you to the next level. You ought never think you know who your enemies or your friends are. God will take somebody who cannot stand you and make them push you to the greatest moment you have ever had in your life. God will get you there by any means necessary. I don't have time to preach it this morning, but I never tell God. I don't tell God who to bless me with or how to bless me. I don't care who God blesses me with or how he does it. Long as when I wake up 5 or 10 years from now, I'm not in the same mess I am right now. I don't care who he do. I don't care if I didn't like the person. Any way you bless me and be all right with me.
Amen.
Y'all ain't with me, huh? Moses is a Hebrew and an Egyptian at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Let's go a little deeper with me now. To be a Hebrew and an Egyptian is just not a culture. You remember this? Not just a cultural situation.
Right.
Y'all remember? It's a spiritual dilemma. For the principles of Egypt are not the principles of Israel. Egypt was a nation. Great empire. It had great cities and had great industry. The Hebrew nation was not as advanced as the Egyptian nation. Matter of fact, the Hebrew nation had no nation. The word Hebrew comes from the word Hoberu. And the word Hoberu means outsider. So the Hebrew is always defined not by a land or area, but the word Hebrew and the Hebrew people are defined by their relationship to their God.
Amen.
Wow.
Right.
To be a Hebrew and Egyptian is what we call in philosophy, antinomy. And antinomy is when two idols will not agree. Two different ways of life can't agree. Two different principles can't come together. That's why you can't have truth and falsehood in the same room. That's called an antinomy. To be a Hebrew and an Egyptian, then you are caught between two worlds. Tell me somebody. That cannot reconcile themselves. You still with me? The principle of Egypt was a nation of cities, industry. As a nation of cities, cities in the ancient world, y'all, were supported by farms. To have a city in the ancient world, you had to be able to feed the people in the city.
Right.
No food, no people.
Yeah.
The principal industry of a city in the ancient world was the farm. This is very important because the way of the farm is very different than the Hebrew way.
Uh-huh.
The Hebrew people were not farmers.
Help me somebody.
All right.
For the farmer to eat,
uh-huh.
He must subdue the ground.
Right.
Wow. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
To make it, submit to him.
Mm.
When Abraham leaves the Ur of the Chaldees,
mm-hmm.
he is leaving a city that he might go to Canaan. Not to become a farmer, but to be a shepherd.
Okay.
The Hebrew people were not farmers. They were shepherds. As shepherds, they embodied and embraced a different principle for living.
Right.
The way of the farm is the way of technology.
Okay.
for the farmer to eat, the farmer must impose his will on the ground.
All right.
For the farmer to eat, he must beat the ground, mm-hmm. subdue the ground, and make the ground give him the harvest that he wants from it. For the farmer to eat, he must use technology. The principle of farming is the principle of obstruction. The principle of obstruction. What is obstruction, Pastor? That means give it to me. I want it. Then I want it now. If you can't give it to me, I'll make you so you can give it to me.
Yes.
That's the way of the farmer. Y'all don't know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're in Florida and you want your collard greens to taste like Georgia collard greens, you gotta go get some Georgia clay and add it to the soil. You will make it be like you want it to be. That's the principle of obstruction. Technology. The Egyptians were advanced. The shepherd cannot beat the sheep. Y'all with this? Or subdue the sheep. The connection between the shepherd and the sheep is the shepherd loves the sheep, and the sheep provides for the shepherd what he needs. Because he wants to.
Right.
Moses is caught between two principles of living. This is not just a contest between Egypt and Hebrew.
All right.
This is a contest between power or relationship.
All right.
We are caught in the same fight.
Come on now.
Someone in here right now on the sound of my voice on Facebook and don't want to come to church. Would rather subdue something or manipulate it. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care who hearts they break. If they get what they want, when they want it. Or how they want it. Am I talking to anybody yet? I'm supposed to tell you this morning that you can't subdue and manipulate and expect to be in the plan of God. You cannot subdue or manipulate nothing or no one and expect to be in the plan of God. The way of God is not the way of the farmer. The way of God is the way of the shepherd. I'm in the book. Y'all don't hear me. Let me prove it. Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, and Amos were shepherds.
Yeah.
All of them lived the way of relationship.
Uh-huh.
Can I go a little deeper?
Come on, yeah.
They called Jesus the good shepherd.
Yeah. Come on, yeah.
Amen.
If we don't get out of the preoccupation with power and fame, we will never enter onto what God has for us to do.
Wow.
We're so busy trying to get famous and get to be successful, we're not going by the way of God.
Yeah.
It's not saying you're not supposed to be successful because you people of God.
Amen.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you got to have a certain principle. Because you're just stepping on everybody, hurting everybody, breaking everybody, just burning bridges, just so you can get to where you're going to get. No, that ain't the manifold blessings of God that's going to come to you.
That's right.
You may get there faster than me. Yeah, you will. But guess what? You won't stay there very long.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a little long because I got the principle of relationship.
Amen.
My principle of relationship is I'm going to love along the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to build relationships along the way.
Right.
I'm going to love on God along the way.
Yeah.
Because who God exalts is truly exalted.
Right.
I'm not going to owe anybody any favors.
Yeah.
They never come to me when I'm doing my job. They're going to say, I got here with God.
Yeah.
I am that I am by the grace of God. It's just a good feeling not to take check. Now, can I hang out there just a little bit?
Yes, sir.
I've worked for the governor 40 years. Oh, you still a supervisor after 40 years? I said, you know how many times I had a chance to be manager and more? I said, you know why? Because they're not going to make me compromise my biblical standards.
All right.
I'm not going to do anything to people that I know is not right.
Right.
And not talk about it.
Right.
So if you think you're going to get me to do people any type of wrong way, no, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Money ain't the thing. Because as long as I've been there, My salary done maxed out. They can't even give me no more raises. I make more than some managers who've been in post office less time than me. But guess what? It's not about title. It's about relationship. Yeah. That's the way it's talking. I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I ain't stressed out.
Amen.
I'm just coming to work doing God and I'm going home. Can I get a, when I take my break, I read my Bible. I ain't got to worry about what the next telecon and meet. I ain't got to worry about all that. Because really my real job ain't that. That's my side job for now.
Yeah.
Y'all with me still?
Yeah.
We need to talk to ourselves. To get there, if we need to tell ourselves, to get there, I'm going to have to love something first.
Yeah.
Can't just do people any kind of way.
That's right.
The principle here is simple. It's very Christian, actually. There's no success without the manifestation of love. You will not enter into the manifold blessings of God until you have in your possession a deep and abiding commitment to the possibilities of love.
Yes.
And I didn't say in love.
That's right. Come on now.
I'm talking about agape love. Not sexual, not passionate. Agape love. Let's get it straight.
Yes.
Pastor, until you go fall in love with nobody gets successful.
Wow.
I want to make sure y'all are clear before y'all leave over here. The strange transactions of the heart, the deep and honest yearning of a man or woman who has lost themselves in the desperate dionysium desire for something better. That means that you got an inner, God has planted something on the inside of you, just to naturally love. If you just let God take control of your life.
Yes.
You found someone, or you got someone, and you trying to make them better. You raise up someone, you trying to make them better. You cannot make them better unless you love them first.
All right.
Well, I just got to calm this ground before I go any further.
Yes.
I know it's hard, it's tight, but it's right.
All right.
Only what you love, neighbors, can be saved.
Wow.
Only what you love can be raised from the dead.
Amen.
Gotta want somebody in your life? Cussing them out, playing a guilt trip on them, is not going to reach them. You must do the demanding work that what Jesus did.
Come on.
You know what that was? Love people when they don't deserve to be loved. Love them when you could have cussed them out.
Yeah.
Love them when they don't deserve to be loved.
Oh, yeah.
Love them when you could have kicked them to the curb.
Yes.
But you decide to stand there and make the honest attempt to love them anyway. Yeah. Make an honest attempt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's always going to work. In this day and age, I'm becoming to learn that everything can't be fixed.
That's right.
Amen. But make an honest attempt.
Yes.
God knows your heart.
Yes.
You can't play no mind games on God. He knows all, sees all. He looks at the inner part of a man. You're going to fake a move on us, but not God.
Yeah.
Let's go to the book for y'all so I'm not attacking us in this truth. The text says he has killed an Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
And now he is exposed.
Right.
He can no longer hide who he is.
Wow.
A Hebrew hiding in Pharaoh's house.
Yes. Ooh, Jesus.
Y'all didn't get that.
Yeah.
A child of God in the world acting like they're in the world.
Yeah.
Can I make it any more plain than that?
Yeah.
Getting the benefits of the world and not the benefits of God. You don't want to come up the rough side of the money. You want to slide up on privilege and favors.
Yes.
Because who you know, what you know, and what you can do.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a Hebrew hiding in Pharaoh's house. Not everybody knows the word is in the street. He was safe and comfortable hiding in Pharaoh's house. He was comfortable and safe with a lot. Can I say that again?
Yeah.
We get comfortable with living a lot. destiny in your life. When God got a call on your life, Quentin, you can run, but you cannot hide. You may take a roundabout way to get to it, but guess what? God will get you there any means necessary. Y'all just don't want me to preach this.
Okay.
When I'm a preacher kid.
Yeah.
But every preacher kid don't end up being a preacher.
So
that's not the fact. But the fact is, God has me to be a preacher.
Yes.
But guess what? I wasn't listening to that. When they thinking about it, didn't care about it. Went into the army, I tell you what, used to shut down every club.
What?
Didn't get some sleep tonight. What? Closed down the club, y'all. What? And I was young, so I had plenty energy then. Didn't have to go to sleep if I went to work. Be in the club all night, leave at 5 o'clock, report the duty. Boy, was I young. Youth is something else. But Lauren, and then got to run 5 miles, no problem. No sleep, run 5 miles. Couldn't do that for, I talk about it right now. But the problem is, God said, you came the long about way, son. That's why I had to bring you through some stuff. Because while he's bringing you through stuff, he's stripping stuff from you. Some stuff get old after a while, James. Like to get high, but after a while, I swear, get high, get old. Oh, I don't know who this is for. They get old. You can't make nobody get rehabilitated. You can, no, you can't. They gotta hit rock bottom. Where their backs up against the wall, and the only person that can get them to the light of day is God Himself. Help themselves, they not gonna get help.
That's right.
God know how to get you there too.
Yes, he does.
I thank God he pulled a cover off my stuff so I didn't have to hit rock bottom. I'm so glad. The text says, God exposed Moses in a twinkle of an eye. We talked about thanking God. Now, here we go. I want to thank God for every backbiter. Stab it in the back. Low down. Disgusting friend.
All right, now. Yes, sir.
Can I say it again?
Yes.
I want to thank God for every backbiting, stabbing in the back, low down, disgusting friend that pushed me into honesty and made me be who I am.
That's right.
Because friends, they patronize you. Uh-huh. Friends won't tell you what you need to hear.
Right.
You ain't my friend if you don't tell me what I need to hear. Right. I don't need you to accommodate me. I need you to be a real man and woman, be a friend.
Yeah.
Thank God for our enemies because they don't care. If it weren't for our friends, we'd still be sinking deep in sin.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Your friend do not have a problem with you as long as you're in the same mess with them. But let you elevate yourself above them. He no longer can hide. Now everybody knows the word is in the street now. Can I get a whistling here?
Uh-huh.
I'm thanking God, like I said, for all my friends.
Yes, sir.
Will I live? The way is here. This is what Moses' decision he had to make. Moses is stuck between a paradigm of two principles.
Uh-huh.
Moses has to know to make the decision, will I live the way of the farm and make power and manipulation the way of my life? Mm-hmm. Or will I embrace my Hebrewness, the way of the shepherd, the way of relationship, commitment, love, and sacrifice.
Yeah.
Notice God answers the question for Moses. God is something else. Before you think you can play God, God, you can't play the player. Y'all ever heard that expression? I got these brothers in the house. You ever heard the question, you can't play the player?
Yeah.
Notice God always answers the question. God answers the question for him. Sometimes when you have no sense enough to answer for yourself, God will step in and answer for you.
Yes.
God said, you take too long. Have you ever been caught? Let me bring to your recollection. Have you ever been caught between two opinions? And God closes the door on one of them. That's till you have no choice but one. Guess what? God just answered the question for you. You only got one option now. That's God just answering the question for you. You caught between two opinions. God closes the door. Now Moses has to decide now who he will be. Moses vacillates, for a moment between two principles. Because he really doesn't know who he is. Another problem. Let me say this to you. When you don't know who you are, you ain't fooling nobody with your hairdo now. I don't care how many degrees you got. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't even care what type of nice house you live in. I don't care if you know how to tie a perfect bow tie.
Amen.
You can speak in tongues, roll on the ground, come to church every day. But when you don't know who you are, you're not fooling nobody. I can tell who you are by the way you hold your fork. I can tell where you've been by the way you hold your fork. Y'all with me?
Yes,
I'm not going deeper.
Take us down.
The way you dress. The way you sit in a seat. The reason I'm aware that you don't know who you are is the way you hold your head down. If you knew who you are and what you had on the inside of you, you would hold your head up. And walk around like you got diamonds in your back pocket. I wish I had a few people just to let the devil know. I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm a child of the king.
I'm a child of the king.
Check this out, devil. You don't have to like it. On me, you don't have to co-sign it. You don't have to applaud it. I am that I am by the grace of God. In this country, we have taught ourselves how to master everybody else and not how to master ourselves. We smart about what everybody they're going on with everybody else, but we can't take care of ourselves. We don't know nothing about ourselves. I can care less that you know everything about Beyonce, Housewives of Atlanta, Jay-Z. I don't care what? That would not help me get my life together at all. Here we go. Today we're going to mourn, y'all. For the people who live between the claps of other people. You live between the claps of other people. You need their approval. Until you are lost in the noise of their approval, applause, and their adulation, not even finding yourself. You need a clap to take the garbage out. You need a clap to show up to work in the morning. You need a clap to get dressed to come to church. You need a clap. Can I get a witness in here? If you're not careful, you and God needing a clap. It's time to free ourselves, New Jersey. us.
That's right.
It's time to free ourselves from the opinions of people.
Yes.
Tell them I'm a child of the living God. You should be thanking God and praising Him until you stir up the gift on the inside of you. Why should you applaud yourself? Can I help somebody? Because y'all looking like y'all not getting it. Y'all scared.
We get it. I am.
Clap for every night you had to stand up instead of crying.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Clap for every time someone slammed the door in your face.
Yeah.
Clap for some, clap for every time a friend, so-called friend, stabbed you in the back.
Yeah.
Tell the devil, that's right. I'm clapping for myself because guess what? I'm still here. Himself.
Okay.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
The two men in the second chapter of the 11th verse come to Moses. This is what they say to him. Moses sees them in conflict and jumps in the middle of it. Because
mm-hmm.
he's the head and not the tail.
All right. Yeah. That's right.
He don't know why he jumped. He just did it because it's in it. It's in his gospel DNA.
Yeah.
Well,
All right.
Soon as he tell them what you're doing, they say to him, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? That's the first thing people say to you when you try to change your life and be better. You're headed in the right direction. That's who you think you are. When someone asks you that, who do you think you are? Moses don't have to answer for the question because he doesn't know who he is. He don't know if he's Hebrew or Egyptian, a farmer or a shepherd. But check this out. They think they got Moses all figured out.
Uh-huh.
Here come part two, y'all.
Okay.
They think they got Moses all figured out. It's amazing, man, it's how people can show up in your life. They only been there for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And they think they got you all figured out.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about me.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing how people show up in your life. Been there for 6 weeks. Think they got you all figured out. It's amazing to me how people show up in chapter 3 and forget about chapter 1 and 2. Come here, child, and preach and teach this to good God.
Yes, sir.
They ain't realizing, they're not realizing that you have two other chapters
uh-huh.
without their name in it. I tell y'all what love is, if I can give you a tip. Love is when somebody loves you enough, not just to read their pages where their name happens to be. But when they go back deep into the book and start reading the chapters without their name on it.
Uh-huh. Yes. All right.
Because it ain't all about them.
Right.
It's about you now, too.
Right.
The point is people think they know you. Here we go. They saw Moses at Pharaoh's pool at the palace. They saw Moses eat at Pharaoh's table.
Yes.
They saw Moses with servants
uh-huh.
and his adopted mother, Pharaoh's daughter.
Right.
But what? Guess what? Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Help me holler if you will. They didn't know that this man did not start his life in Pharaoh's house.
All right.
Oh boy. The Bible says he started his life down in the Nile River.
Right.
They didn't know before he had gotten to Pharaoh's house, he had already survived the river.
Yes.
I came to tell somebody. They can laugh at you all they want. If they know what you have come through to get here. Somebody was raped. Somebody was molested. Oh, y'all ain't with me.
Come on now.
Can I just be myself? They don't understand. came out of the fire with smoke on your clothes. But the fire did not burn you. I went through some stuff, man. But I made it anyway. That means life. His life did not start in the paddock walls and seal walls of Pharaoh's palace. Pharaoh did not begin his life in the river. Moses began his life in the river.
Yes.
Watch me now, Deacon Drake. Watch, Pastor. I checked this thing out.
Yes.
While God let me go look, learn about this river. What the river got to do? I knew about Moses in the bull rush in the little ark.
Right.
I know that Pharaoh started finding him. Yes. I didn't think the river had any significance.
All right, all right.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Mavis, there are 15 species of venomous snakes in the Nile River. The largest crocodiles in the world are in the Nile River. There are 4 species of lizards, 9 species of frogs. The river got flies, mosquitoes. Do I gotta repeat it? Somehow, someway, Moses had what it took. Look at your neighbor and say, tell him, I did not come from heaven to get here. I came through hell and high water to get where I'm at today. I made it by the skin of my chinny chin chin. But I made it anyway. I made it broke, busted, and disgusted. But I made it. Look at your name and say, I know who you are. You were raised in the river. You were abused in the river. You almost died in the river. Almost lost your life in the middle of the river. I thank God. I learned that he is just not a God of the hospital. God is not just a God of the church. God is not the God of the battle. He's a God of the river.
Loose in your life. I got
babies don't stress sweat the small stuff. River babies know that God got control of their hands. Are you a river baby? That's God trying to let you know that he said, I got you. I got your destiny all planned out. You're a river baby. And guess what? You will survive the river. You will survive the river. Put your hands in and give God a hand.